This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah. And
we're moving. Right,
good,
along
good
here.
Move by baseball, right? Play those games.
The games.
There's so many great Japanese players,
oh, yeah,
including both starting pitchers for both the Cubs and the Dodgers.
If you were wondering, we do have money on Ohtani anytime home run.
Speaking of the Hard Rock app and the college tournament getting rolling here, where
yes,
QAM
exactly.
will be out at the event. The guys will be doing the shows after us out there. And putting a little action, getting set, trying to be big winners and trying to figure out who's what's the chances all the number one seeds. Very small, right? That all four number one seeds
make the final four?
Yeah.
Probably 0%.
I wonder if it's ever happened.
That's a great question. I'm sure it has. That's a great question.
Usually a number two or three. We have had a couple, for sure, I can remember. But anyway, yeah, Duke obviously a heavy favorite with the money coming in so far.
Duke and Florida, man. A lot of people are jumping on Florida right now.
It's a good bandwagon to jump on. They got a hell of a team too, boy.
So Duke's an interesting one. Cooper Flagg, I'm sure you've seen the fall from
back on
from
Friday.
Now.
Yeah, know, back on Friday.
That was a wicked fall that he took, man, that ankle.
Back on Friday. Hey, they wouldn't win a couple games without him.
I know. Well, they have a couple other top
draft picks
on that team,
yeah,
so they'll be okay. Maybe. But he's that guy is as good a prospect as I've ever seen, man. He is truly impressive. But, yeah, we do have our event coming up here, Joe, the 20th through the 23rd. So it's coming up this week here at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. We had massive LED screens, real-time betting action, by the way, which is big. So if you screw up your first half bet, you can always go and fix that. Tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster, WQAM.com for all the info. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda.
All right, so for everybody looking to have a little action and get away, and you don't have to go all the way to Vegas, you can save that money and meet us out there. So
I don't know if you noticed this, but I was looking at the brackets on ESPN this morning, and they have the point spread on top of each game.
Oh, I didn't see that.
To add a little wrinkle to it for you, so
can be some.
There's some interesting spreads, man. Like Michigan, UC San Diego. Michigan's favored by 2.5.
Okay.
If you saw that game against, they played Wisconsin in the Big Ten final there. You got Marquette, New Mexico. Marquette's favored by 3.5. Can they pull the upset?
Woody, I haven't seen them. Have not seen.
BYU and VCU. BYU's favored by 3.5. I know a lot of people like VCU.
How many of those teams have you seen play that are in the tournament?
I've seen a lot of them play. I'm not going to be complete fraud with you. I've not seen a lot of the mid-majors play.
Okay.
I don't watch a lot of mid-major conference basketball, but I have seen a lot of the SEC, I've obviously seen the ACC.
So is anybody else a threat except Duke? Are you drinking Louisville or Clemson? Do you think they're real and have a chance?
Somebody on the bracket selection showed Clemson winning it all.
Somebody like Clemson. I did see that.
Was it Clark Kellogg, maybe?
It was somebody on ESPN was
a lot of people like Clemson. Clemson's a good team. So Florida's draw is interesting, right? So Florida will play the winner of UConn and Oklahoma. UConn's favored by 4.5. The Gators are favored by like 30 in their first game. But then you got Memphis, Colorado State. Colorado State's favored by 2.5 over Memphis. Colorado State's a 12 seed.
Yeah.
Maryland is good. They're in that bracket.
All right. Well, we don't want to put people to sleep here with everything going on here. But, yeah, I do like the brackets.
Houston's another
hot amazing team. We do these things and I can't – because young Greg used to – he watched everybody. So when young Greg said he saw somebody – I know young Greg was – Likens was – he was all over it. But he's the only one. Everybody else I know that's doing these things is you got about the same shot as somebody doesn't watch the game at all. And
usually I have a better shot because there's a bunch of ACC teams. They're usually getting like 10 teams in, but this year it's like slim pickings for the ACC.
Well, they do. They have Big Duke, and Big Duke's getting a lot of the money. Hey, speaking of all that stuff, man, we got a lot of other stuff going on here, and Baldy joining us earlier, and we'll have a little bit more with Kyle Krabs coming up here too to just take a look at some of the work still needs to be done. A lot of time to do it, and our guys are now hitting the pro days and putting those final lists together. Although I got to tell you, man, I think. The knowledgeable fans got a pretty good idea what the team still needs. There's still some desperate needs to upgrade on the roster that they didn't cover or they didn't put a blanket over or enough of a blanket and still need to upgrade it. So there's still some of that. I think Calais Campbell is a big piece there waiting that they'd really like to come back. And I'm guessing Calais Campbell's going to want a hell of a lot more than the $2 million they paid him last year. What ended up being, if you're to look at who you got the best bargain on as a player last year, by far, Calais Campbell was the guy. Came here on the cheap and played his ass off. Stayed healthy the whole season, just crazy. And I can't imagine, as much as he enjoys playing football, especially gets that day off during the year, that this isn't just the absolute perfect situation for Calais Campbell to come back to. By the way, getting back to the Heat last night and got off to a great start, man. Was 9-0 right off the bat. I'm watching, and they look great. Moving around, the movement looked smooth, and the Knicks just looked out of sync. Terrible passing, bad shots. Just you could tell they're missing a point guard. And they have one of the best point guards in basketball, and he's out with a sprained ankle. So, but by the time they got to half, they're up one, and then it's almost like this team is waiting for something bad to happen, and it did. That third quarter was all you needed to see. They're outscored 41-15. So they had another one of the bad quarters and didn't defend at the other end, and by the time they rolled around into that fourth quarter, they're already down 20-something again. And, well, I'll tell you what, they're in tight games, and they make a run, and they're just down a couple. And the next thing you know, they're down double digits. Usually in the second half is when the collapse hits. 6-23 on three-point shots. I want you to hear Spo after the game. Spo, very frustrated. I mean, he said everything. Played Tyler and Bam too much, and I need to do this, and this one's on me. And it just looks like at this point, Spo has no idea what to do.
That's the thing that we've been racking our time, our brains, everything, you know, trying to find solutions for that. We have not come up with solutions, and we've pretty much tried everything. That's why I say I haven't been able to come up with, solutions for that. This has been one of the biggest challenges, you know, of a regular season that I've been a part of. And we just have to stay the course. You know, this is the NBA. You know, so we'll have another game. you know, on Wednesday night, we have to collectively get our mind right where all these losses don't necessarily, they don't have to impact the next game. That's the mental discipline. And that is a tough human condition to fight. It's human nature, you know, to stack up some of these memories and let that affect us, you know, for the next game. But I think this is a great challenge for every single one of us to overcome and to have a breakthrough where it's one separate game. It's one separate game, you know, to put together enough winning basketball to that leads to a win.
Spo hit it right on the head, man. Here we go again. If you've ever been on bad teams where you either really don't believe you can win, or when somebody makes a run, even when you jump out on them last night, and the next thing you know, you played your ass off and you're only up two at the half. And then that second half starts and the old creeps in, here we go again. How many times have we been in this situation? And they forgot how to win. I mean, they don't hit big shots. They truly don't have a number one guy right now. I mean, if we're this now that Jimmy's gone, and I don't want to bring Jimmy's name up, but you see what they have. So everybody thought, and I thought, hey, everybody else will step up. Bam's going to have to play better and be more of an offensive threat, score more. He hasn't. You look at Tyler. You need big games out of Tyler every night. You don't get them. And then other guys had all been role players. Nobody's been able to really step up their game. It's really hard to find somebody on this team that's having a great season where you go, man, that guy is really. And the one thing we've always had on this team is that undrafted guy comes here and plays his ass off and even starts and is a really nice role player. They don't even have that with consistency. But you're asking guys that are role players to now be frontline players, and they just don't have guys that can do it. It's not a shot. It's just guys are limited. And if you think you're going to get a third guy giving you 25 every night, or one of two or three different guys can give you 25 to 30 and help you fill in where you need to score, it just hasn't happened. And so they've lost eight straight. They're in the 10th spot right now, 29-39 on the season. The schedule doesn't get any easier here with Pistons and Rockets the next two games. Even the Pistons are at 38-31 in that sixth spot right now. So they're good enough to and look like they're pretty solid in those top six spots right now that they should be able to not worry about the play-in round of basketball. So, yeah, that was a frustrated Spo that was pretty much, I've said about everything I can say, man. We've got demons. We've lost some confidence. We got guys looking at themselves and haven't played well, especially in the money quarter late in the game. And last night, they just got smoked in the third quarter. How do you go from a tight ball game up two and the game in the fourth quarter is over? Before you start the fourth quarter, you're down 24 points and it's over. And you realize, you know, we're not very good in the fourth quarter anyway. We're done. That game, they'd have to be terrible to come back and win. Anyway, we've got to go to break. A lot more stuff to get to here, man. As we got the Miami Open getting ready to start, and the NASCAR's right around the corner down at Homestead Miami Speedway. The Heat will be in town for the next five games. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. Opening day is next week. Pro Day coming down at the University of Miami. And so a lot of stuff here still to get to this morning as we continue on. Hey, there is one thing I want to talk about that people don't, if you're active, you don't want to hear about, and that's getting injured. But sooner or later, it's just a fact. If you're active, it's not just professional athletes we talk about every day. It's high school, college, and professional athletes, but it's all the rest of us that are competitive every day. Can't just go out and just do it casually. Got to get competitive, still trying to win every time you play, whether it's a team sport or individual sport. It sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida has put together one of the great programs in the country. They really have. It starts with great facilities and great doctors, and they have put together a team of specialists. You never have to leave. Whether it's for your knee, anything to do with the knee, the shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, they got doctors for every part of the body, and I mean great doctors. An all-star team of doctors ready to help all of us in Dade and Broward County with three great facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, Broward. So easy to get to. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting all of us healthy back out playing the sports we all love so much.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, let's get you your weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, your actionandattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is a little chilly out there, 54 degrees. It is going to peak at about 75, give or take here, whether or not you're in the sun. So that is your weather, Joe. And then let people know also the NFL never sleeps. The Heat and Panthers are heading into the stretch runs of their season. Canes News 2 and everything else happening in sports. Don't miss a thing. Download the free Odyssey app to keep up with all the sports news and make the Joe Rose Show your favorite show.
There you go. Well, we like
we
that.
Have to read that.
Hey,
yes.
Listen, we like that. I mean, if you could do that, listen.
If you dislike the show, don't do that. Obviously.
Well, yeah. If you don't like us, don't just send a text and go you suck and I don't like you and we'll move from there.
Dodgers up 3-1.
You know, I am in.
This counts, by the way. This game counts.
Yeah, no. This is a regular season, even though the rest of it doesn't start for more than a week.
Dodgers and the Cubbies here. Yeah, Dodgers scored three in this inning here.
They got the one guy, man, that is every time he comes up, you watch. See
Shohei?
You saw it in person.
Well, if he hits a homer, we win.
You saw it. You saw that game here.
I saw whatever those pitchers were that they rolled out there.
It doesn't matter. Not every time you see a guy.
A little different
it.
Pitching today, but.
What do you have, 10 RBI in that game?
At least, that
was crazy. Yeah, at least. Might have had 20.
That game was so wild. They brought over, I think it was the first baseman. They go, hey, why don't you go in there and pitch to this guy?
Yeah, well, by
and man. The Marlins manager was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You guys are firing me. The season's over anyway. Yeah, what the hell's the difference?
He was done. Like, hey, go out. I'm not going to.
He could go humiliate us. Who cares?
Hell, he already had a couple. So, yeah. Anyway. Hey, I got to say something else. Yeah, so yesterday, I wrote this down. I never got back to it yesterday. And I'm trying really, really hard to get over being an old guy and doing sports. I really am. And I understand a lot of things have changed. Sports science, analytics. I heard about them a lot last night, had a conversation with somebody and about how it's changing sports, and there's so much to learn, and it's going to help our athletes and performances. So we see less and less of coaches coaching by a gut feeling about things. The greatest gut feeling job I've ever seen from a coach or a manager was Jack McCann. Going back to the championship from pitching your ace when he could have given him an extra day's rest, he goes, no, he's ready on a less pitching in game six instead of a game seven, knowing you needed it, and it was a great decision, right? Everything he did was great. He was putting starting pitchers in middle relief and set up, and he just was he was in everything he did. Everybody that was pinch hitting, everybody that played, it was just great decision after great decision. And I know Jack McCann's a very religious man and was going to church every morning. Whatever was going, he and the big man were on the same page, because it was one of the greatest. And you know, a lot of guys weren't crazy about it, man. Knowing some of those guys and the way he was doing things, they're all scratching their head, the way they're all being used, but everything worked. He put in a guy who hadn't played in a week, and he'd get a hit a double. And it was just an incredible run to a championship against the Yankees. And now a lot more is about numbers and percentages and what plays work best, and you got people right there with you, and so things, I get it. And the sports science, if you're tired, rest them more instead of work harder. So we have gotten smarter in some things. I understand. And before I get to this, so Omar yesterday's with me, Woody. And he goes, hey, he's been talking to guys and they didn't understand why the coach came out. They didn't think the problem was guys were late. That they didn't think that was that big a problem. Well, first of all, that's not what guys said after the season. I mean, the players were saying it. We didn't hear it from the coach till the players said we got to change some things around here. And he brought up Jalen Ramsey and he brought up Tyreek Hill, and said, yeah, they always come out late, you know. When the team's stretching and doing stuff, they're always late coming out for that, but that doesn't count. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, of course that counts. Like, I got to be out stretching at a certain time, getting ready for practice, just because you make more than I do, or you're with the highest paid player or second highest paid player, like those two guys, their ass needs to be out there too. I don't get that. I don't understand that. I still don't understand. There's things if you're late, man. If he says this is the time we're going to be out, they put times up there for stuff. And but he's ready for practice when it starts. Well, just ought to be out there with everybody else, man. Everybody, we don't have that many rules. I don't believe Mike McDaniel has that many rules. Like, everybody ought to be out there at the same time. Now, I'm just listening to Omar. He says, well, we watch and, you know, those guys. But that's not a problem. And then, you know, I had to call him out on the Tyreek Hill thing a little bit. Like, hey, man, you don't think that's the only problem that going around there with Tyreek Hill. Come on. There's some speed. He goes, no, I know. I understand. I just will never understand whether it was 50 years ago or 40 years ago, and it's 40 years from now, why your kid and my kid and your favorite players that play sports can't be on time. No matter how good they are. Obviously, we don't ever hear about the guys that aren't very good being late. So it usually comes from the high end. It just does. They're good. You don't worry about me on game day. I'll be ready to go. But I got my own.
Yeah, this
routine.
All coincides with the shift in the power shifting towards the players, right?
Yes.
Remember, it used to always be the owners, the coach, everyone. They all had the power. And now it is the players that have the power. Tyreek Hill has you by the basketballs.
Yeah, but
there's nothing you can do to that guy to get him to fall in line at this point.
Woody, if he doesn't want to, right? But so you just bring up something really good. So coaches should have the power. The manager should have the.
They got final say. You're right.
I'm not saying.
But they don't. Because.
But like, hey, guys, I don't have a lot of rules. I think they all start this. Hey, I don't have a lot of rules. Not going to tell you guys how to live your life and stuff. You know, obviously, stay out of trouble. You know what's out there with social media and stuff. I know they have these conversations. But let's be on time so that we can get the most out of that.
Okay, so what do you do if Tyreek says, screw you, I'm going to do what I want? What do you do?
I think you just go, hey, man, I really need to.
I mean,
this is a conversation that has to take place like when they're all together here.
And I'm not trying to single him out. I don't know if this is what he's saying at all. I have no idea what he's going to say about any of this stuff. But I'm just saying in general, like if a guy like that says, screw you, I'm going to do what I want.
I don't think he will.
But what if he does, though? That's what I'm saying is like I know you guys all have this like
he
needs to fall
that.
In line. He needs to do this and he needs to do that. But it's like I don't know, man. Like you have no leverage against him.
So
there's nothing you could hold over his head. That's going to be a deterrent, is what I'm saying. Like,
so
what are you going to do, cut him?
So there's a whole bunch
trade
of parts.
Him,
you're just doing black and white to this. So the problem is he's already got bad habits with these things, right? So now
yes.
You're going to change. And their thing is, some of these guys is like, you don't worry about me on Sunday. I'm friggin' ready to go. You need to worry. There's some other guys you need to worry about on this thing about stretching and stuff. And I'm just saying that like, hey, man, it would just help us. I want to make sure we're all on the same page. There's only a few things, man. We have meetings. They're kind of important for everybody. And we need to be there for the meetings we have to go over what we're going to do and game plans and what we're putting in the passing game and the running game and what we need you to do. And the second thing is like when we go on the field, let's do it together. Let's be on time together. And I mean, if you can't practice, everybody knows the secondary rules with the trainer, off the side, on the bike, or, you know, and if you need to be out there and there's a chance you're going to play, then you ought to be out there listening anyway. I don't know if I'm just missing things, but to get the mental work in and do those type of things, I just don't think that's asking. It's not a hard-ass coach asking a few of those really small things. Those aren't big things, man.
So I don't know, man. I just think you see it in every sport now. This is not, I mean.
No, it is going on. It is going on everywhere.
We saw it down here, I think, with Jimmy Butler, right? You saw the kind of power that these guys have. He did what he wanted. He pouted, cried, and he got his way. And Tyreek will get his way regardless.
But the Heat did this to themselves.
Yes, they did.
Somebody gave in.
The Dolphins doing this themselves, too.
Yes, they did.
Someone said here, someone texter said that Mike won't make it past 11 games. Tyreek will be the one that does him in. And it's very possible Tyreek ends up being the reason this thing falls apart.
So I don't know.
Joe's your best player. He's
yeah,
your captain, all that good stuff. He might be the guy that does you in. It's very possible.
I think he's going to be on a mission. He's heard everything to show everybody how good he is. I don't think he likes seeing his name 60th best receiver, 50th. No, I'm serious.
Someone said Tyreek will have a meltdown and will implode this season. It's not all on him, though, either. That's the thing. Like, this isn't basketball where you can go out and just take the ball and take over.
But,
I mean, they could not get him the ball last year.
Yeah, but he comes out against Houston and says, like, for every point you make, he says, man, I guess I got to start practicing more because my timing with my, after he ran the wrong route a couple of times.
They get off to a bad start, and he's bad in that bad start.
I'm just saying.
This has the potential to go off the rails.
I understand all that, and it could be. It could be, and I know people are predicting these guys won't make it through half the season and stuff, but Woody, it just can't be that hard to, like, look at why we're all together here, and I don't know how many guys are going to show up to off-season workouts because it's not mandatory. They can't make every guy go, so it's hard for me to believe every guy's going to show up every day. But at some point in minicamp...
Well, they got better stuff to do, right?
And when minicamp happens...
Is that when Aaron Rodgers takes his vacations?
It's like you said, it's different now. But the minicamp, you got to have that talk, man. You just like... And again, Mike's not going to change. Mike can't turn into friggin' Don Shula now. Like, all of a sudden, like, look at Mike. Hey, I'm a hard ass now. Oh, no more. No more joking around about the shoes, the way our lingo, all changing.
But it's not Mike. Like, here's the thing with Mike. I think you treat the players that way. Like, Mike treats the players a lot of respect.
Yes.
Right? So why can't they give it back?
Correct.
That, to me, would be the frustrating part.
I agree with you. But this thing,
someone
like,
said, tell Joe to stop sticking up for Tyreek. He needs to fall in line like the rest of the soldiers. Oh, it came from Richie. Richie from Boar's Head.
By the way, Richie, I'm with that. Like, he needs to do the same things as everybody else. I don't know what he thinks. Ooh, I'm
Richie,
saying.
Richie, a Jets fan?
Yeah, it's nice.
They
to
got
have,
their own problems.
It's nice to have Richie back because you saw what happens when the quarterback was running his own show.
Yeah.
That didn't go so well.
I don't, so like, wouldn't it be nice to have a disciplined head coach? This guy says, oh, wait, we did. Yeah, I don't necessarily like think that what Mike is doing is bad. I just think that he kind of, like, I respect you guys. I would hope that you would give it back kind of thing.
Yeah, but
I don't know that that's like...
Hey, man, like, he said he's not... It tells me you don't want to be here when you can't show up. And I'm guessing Mike doesn't have... You'd agree with this.
Hmm.
Mike doesn't have a lot of rules. Play hard.
I don't know.
No, I don't think Mike McDaniel has a lot of rules for the team. I think... Coaches today and managers in baseball, hey, man, show up when we tell you to show up. Be on time and play hard.
I think like anything.
Be on time and play hard. What else could there be?
Look, when you're winning, remember when the team was winning and Mike was wearing, the watch and the sunglasses and the pants and, oh, man, he's the coolest coach on earth. And then we start losing, the act gets old.
Right.
So that's
it. That's
essentially
right.
What it boils down to, right?
Yes. Not,
if
not
Mike was winning, nobody would care.
No one would care.
If they were, if they're losing like they are, then all this stuff starts to pop up. That's how it works. Wins and losses, man.
I just, yeah. He goes, well, so Omar's on this thing like there had to be a player to motivate you to be on time. I was like, what?
Omar's all over the place.
No, nobody, like Omar, what don't you get? Don Shula was the only motivation I knew when he said, you got to be on time. Like, he only had to say it one time. It wasn't just me. It was the best players on the team. Everybody was on time.
The Dolphins win the first six games this season. They look like a playoff team. People forget all about any of this stuff.
I didn't need Nat Moore to call me and go, hey, I know you were out late last night, but don't be late. We knew if we stayed out late on a Friday or a Thursday night, you know, catching maybe a wet T-shirt contest someplace as a young man, I understood I still had to be – you know, at practice at 9 o'clock, ready to go in the morning. It didn't change.
Yeah,
things.
But you would have gotten cut, and you would have had nothing else to do.
True.
Tyreek Hill can't get cut.
Nope. That, by the way,
and if he did,
there are
find another job the next day.
You're right.
To be that's 30
true.
Teams lined up to sign him.
All right. You make a good point.
Got all a right. Nice story about a true love finding a way in the headlines here.
All right.
Have any idea where we're going with that one?
True love.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear about it.
Had a lot of
back.
Cheating, but
well, listen. Let's,
it always finds a way, right?
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. Hold on a second here. Let's talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's on a roll right now, man. He's got the rates talking. He doesn't have the rates, but fixed rates in the fives again. It's good to see. And first time home buyer rates. He's getting you taking care of you, man. You need a program that help you and get approved quickly, so somebody doesn't beat you out on a place you really like. Michael Kotze, this is what part of his great service at Choice Mortgage is all about and always about. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you. Listen, I can go on and on, but go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews, find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You'll learn that he can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. understands that whatever mortgage you're getting, a reverse mortgage, which by the way is more popular than ever, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Sitting there with all that equity in your home, you could really use it late in life. Might be perfect for you and Michael Kotze. Hey, listen, when it comes to getting this mortgage, everybody wants to get it yesterday. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage understands that. 35 years of experience, and you can always get a hold of him because that guy's working his butt off even on the weekends. He really has no life. That's one thing about Michael Kotze, and it's not a shot. He just is always working. Call or text him if you want to get started. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. David without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Appreciate you being on time today. Anyway,
No problem.
What do you have for us?
I don't have much of a choice, Joe. All right. We had a beautiful proposal over the weekend. Deshaun Watson and his longtime girlfriend.
That's
there.
A special lady.
Yeah. And she got a special ring. They say the engagement ring that she got has a value of at least $2 million. This according to a jeweler here on TMZ who took a look at the ring, Joe.
Well, that's what
20
those,
carats.
Those lying 60-something women that lied about her now or soon-to-be husband, she stuck with them.
Yeah. So how many times did he cheat?
I don't know. I said 60-something, 60 whatever the number was.
That's pretty impressive, man. She deserves every
she
carat
stuck with
of
him,
that
man.
Diamond.
Like I, whatever it is, I believe what you said to me. That's all that matters.
So very women. Nice. It is a nice ring, though. But
I'll tell you what, that whole deal at the time before this stuff, all you're going, man. They got him for $230 million. Fully guaranteed, but he's going to turn things around if he plays like he did with the Texans. He hadn't been close to himself. Been terrible.
So I did want to show you the video of this before we did this, Joe, but I didn't get a chance to show it to you. Did you by any chance happen to see the Michigan baseball player, the celebration that he did after hitting a triple?
No.
He bent down and snorted the third baseline. Did you happen to see that? Needless to say.
That was in 1980, not now. Yeah. What the hell's he doing?
Needless to say, he obviously had to apologize.
He said,
I made an immature decision in the heat of the moment. I take full responsibility for what I did. I'm truly sorry to all those I've negatively impacted by doing this. And I know what people are going to say. Everyone's too sensitive out there. My response to that would be, there are a lot of kids that are watching these games. It's probably not the greatest idea to do something like that.
Yeah, that's just...
You probably pass on that.
That humping the ground after a touchdown, doing
But this
having
one
sex
was...
with somebody with the ground. I don't know. This is the stuff you could do without. There's a lot of fun stuff you can do without. You know,
snorting
drugs,
third baseline.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick Mahomes Senior Joe is trying to get permission here to travel for an autograph show. He's in all kinds of legal trouble, so he's got to get permission to travel anywhere. So he's trying to get permission from a Texas court to travel to Minnesota from April, sometime here in mid-April. He wants to sign autographs at a sports card convention in St. Paul. He charges $10 to $15 for autographs.
Come on. For being Patrick Mahomes' dad?
Well, he played baseball, I guess. Yeah, that would lead me to my next question. Like, who wants this guy's autograph? His fight, by the way, with John Rocker, I guess, is off. I guess they canceled the fight. Man, I bet Patrick Mahomes would give this guy money just to say, hey, listen, stay out of TMZ. This story comes from TMZ. Stay out of TMZ for a week, and I'll give you the
money.
You
know what?
Patrick
Mahomes is even better than we thought he was.
I know.
When you consider not only how good he is on the football field, but dealing with, and I'm going to leave the wife out.
The wife sucks. The dad sucks. The brother's the worst. Yeah, it's a mess of a family.
And they're going around going, before you arrest me, you know who my son is. Really?
Yeah.
Did you throw my friggin' name in again?
Super Bowl week. Damn, you got another DUI. It's Super Bowl week. Damn. All right, our final one here, Joe. We had a California man who won $50 million in a lawsuit over burns from Starbucks tea. All right, here we go. You ready for this one? A jury found this guy, Michael Garcia, underwent skin grafts and other procedures on his genitals after a venti-sized, I don't know what venti is. Is that the biggest size they have? I don't know how their sizing works there. Anyway, he had a venti-sized tea drink spilled right after he collected it from a drive-thru. It says he suffered permanent and life-changing disfigurement. So again, his package region. He blamed Starbucks negligence, saying the employee didn't put the hot tea firmly enough into the takeout tray as she was handing it there through the drive-in. Got $50 million out of this. But my question to you, Joe, is would you take $50 million to have your package burnt off by tea? Would you take the deal if we offered it to you right now?
Damn, why do you ask me stuff like this?
I don't know. Would you take it? Who are you looking at? Just answer the question. Would you take the deal?
Yeah, I'd probably take the 50.
Million. You'd take the 50?
Yeah.
Really?
That'd be it. Just be friends with my wife for life. Shake hands and good night, honey. That'd be it.
Shake hands, all right.
Shake hands. Give her a kiss and say good night.
I wonder what people out there would do. Would you take the money?
I don't know. Will you stop with this?
So you could take the money. Add one more.
I'm playing BS on this whole thing anyway.
No, he got $50 million.
No, I'm saying it. I know he did, but it's like.
I'm sure he got his thing burnt off pretty good. For 50 mil?
I don't know.
That must have stung.
He fixed a lot of things, man.
That must have stung. By the way, we had a Miami-Dade man win $1 million playing a scratch-off game at Publix on 4870 Biscayne Boulevard.
Wow.
So if you're interested, 4870 Biscayne. That's the hot Publix.
How about that $1 million
store gets a $2,000 bonus commission.
Damn.
Guy won $1 million on a scratch.
Good stuff, Woody.
That's sick, right?
Yeah, man. That's
I'd rather win the million off a scratch off than pour burning hot tea on my.
I'm over that, man. $50 million. $50 million. Come on. Anyway, all right. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We're gonna have Kyle Krabs
you
join
do a
us.
A lot with that.
Ron Rothstein's gonna join us. Former Heat head coach gonna join us at 9 o'clock. Talk about Spo, man. That's about as down as we've seen Spo after that eighth loss last night against the Knicks. Whew, he was down. Man, was he down. We'll have that for you if you missed it coming up a little bit later on. Right now, though, I want to take a second here to talk to you about protecting your home. Hurricane season's right around the corner. You still haven't done it. Well, if you haven't done it, I'm talking about getting impact windows and doors and maybe that leaky roof. Well, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. You talk about great work and a guy that owns a company that really cares, goes out and looks at it, takes a look, got great people working for him. Company is just fantastic right now. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. They do it all from start to finish, and you'll love the work they do. 954-500-LOCK. Talk to one of their professionals today. They're in West Broward covering all of South Florida for you. Loctite Impact, windows, doors, and roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.